Welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 16th, 2025, and we have a lineup of local and regional headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Past Lane Travels commemorates 250 days until America's birthday, with release of 250 places to visit for the 250th. Past Lane Travels celebrates 250 days until America's 250th birthday, with the release of 250 places to visit for the 250th. This curated collection highlights iconic landmarks and hidden gems that tell the American story. From Revolutionary War battlefields to historic taverns, travelers can explore the roots of freedom and innovation that shaped the country. The countdown is on, with only 250 days to go until America's 250th anniversary on July 4th, 2026. Past Lane Travels encourages travelers to embark on a personal revolution road trip to feel pride, connection, and gratitude for past generations. 250 places to visit for the 250th is available now as a downloadable PDF at a special launch price of $7.76.
Elite Build Construction launches new website showcasing full-spectrum concrete, steel building, and barn dominium services. Elite Build Construction, a Native American-owned firm based in Tulsa, has launched a new website showcasing their expanded services. The website highlights their expertise in steel-framed commercial buildings, metal building systems, barn dominium construction, and precision concrete work. EBC offers turnkey solutions for commercial and industrial buildings, metal structures, custom living spaces, and concrete projects. Owner Sean Jones emphasizes quality, timeliness, and trust in all their projects. The website features service modules, project portfolios, online request forms, and educational resources. EBC serves clients within 100 miles of Tulsa, prioritizing local responsiveness and transparent communication. For more information, visit www.ebc-ok.com. Brick by Brick, elevating Bay Area outdoor living with timeless design. Brick has made a comeback in Bay Area outdoor living, offering versatility and durability for residential landscapes. Opulan's Landscape Design and Construction sees brick as an artistic medium that can elevate any outdoor space, from patios to pathways and fire features. Its modular form allows for creative design options, while its natural traction and permeability make it ideal for the Bay Area's diverse microclimates. Brick can visually expand narrow spaces with patterns like herringbone and add charm with built-in seating or planters. Retaining walls shape terraced gardens, while outdoor kitchens and fire pits add timeless appeal. Opulens invites homeowners to explore how brick can bring warmth and enduring character to their property, at offering professional landscape design and installation services.
Southern Med Pediatrics expands into Rock Hill with addition of Sunshine Pediatrics. Southern Med Pediatrics has expanded into Rock Hill with the addition of Sunshine Pediatrics, a trusted provider of children's health care in the community for over two decades. Dr. Raj Patel and the existing Sunshine team will continue to provide compassionate care, now with new weekday hours and Saturday morning visits for added flexibility. Patients will also gain access to telemedicine options, behavioral health services, and a coordinated pediatric network across South Carolina. Dr. Kyle Guyton, co-founder of Southern Med Pediatrics, expressed excitement to welcome Sunshine Pediatrics into the Southern Med family, emphasizing the commitment to exceptional care and expanded services for Rock Hill's families. Dr. Raj Patel of Sunshine Pediatrics shared his enthusiasm for joining Southern Med, ensuring patients will receive the same personal care with the added resources of Southern Med Pediatrics. For more information on Southern Med Pediatrics and its mission to provide comprehensive pediatric care to underserved communities, visit www.southernmedpeds.com. Sweetgrass Pediatrics expands coastal reach with addition of Inlet Pediatrics. Sweetgrass Pediatrics announces the addition of Inlet Pediatrics, now operating as Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet in Murrells Inlet. Led by Dr. Amanda Drozieko, MD, and nurse practitioner Dawn Fox, the practice continues its compassionate, family-centered pediatric care. This expansion strengthens Sweetgrass Pediatrics' presence in the Grand Strand region, offering greater convenience and access to local families. With updated office hours and new services like telemedicine and online appointment scheduling, Sweetgrass Pediatrics at the Inlet aims to provide exceptional care while expanding resources for the community. For more information, visit sweetgrasspediatrics.com.
Prominent Canadian picker Wayne Leary retiring after 60 years auctioning rare personal and store collectibles. Prominent Canadian picker Wayne Leary, known as the Mad Picker, is retiring after 60 years of auctioning rare personal and store collectibles. Wayne has built a remarkable reputation for his sharp eye for the rare and extraordinary, uncovering hidden gems in basements, sheds, and estates. He recently sold his business to directauctions.com, but will continue to collaborate with them. Wayne's personal and store collection will be auctioned off, featuring standout pieces like a historically significant local carving and rare Canadian Addison radios. Jeff Schwartz, owner of directauctions.com, expressed excitement about presenting this unique collection, calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for collectors. The live online auction will take place over 2 days, showcasing over 2,000 rare and collectible pieces. Don't miss this historic event on October 28th and 29th, 2025, starting at 1 p.m. PDT. Worldwide shipping available.
Electronic Frontier Limited leverages Incognito software systems via BMCOM to advance UK service provider device management. Electronic Frontier Ltd, a UK telco altnet market distributor, has chosen Incognito Software Systems' digital experience solution to offer premium device management services to broadband provider customers. This solution provides centralized visibility and control over broadband devices, enabling faster service activation, proactive Wi-Fi management, and reduced operational costs. The cloud-based platform will be managed by BMCOM. Mark Torrens, VP of EMEA Sales at BMCOM, expressed confidence in Incognito's platform to meet EFL's needs, supporting existing TR069 technologies and next-generation standards like TR369/USP. Connor McCann, General Manager of EFL, highlighted the importance of Incognito's comprehensive device management tools for today's broadband market. Incognito Software Systems has over 200 customers worldwide, including América Móvil, Cox, Digicel, Globe, and Orange, leveraging its solutions to introduce innovative broadband services over fiber and 5G fixed wireless access technologies.
Why LA County's small museums deserve more attention? Los Angeles County is home to a plethora of blockbuster attractions, but small museums scattered throughout the area deserve more attention. These grassroots cultural anchors offer a unique window into the region's diverse history and heritage, preserving niche stories that larger institutions overlook. Unlike major museums, small museums collect artifacts and personal narratives directly from local residents, ensuring that everyday voices are heard and shared. Despite their critical role in community engagement and heritage preservation, small museums often operate under the shadow of obscurity and financial instability. Martial Arts History Museum, for example, struggles to secure grants and funding, relying on volunteer labor and local support. To support these cultural microcenters is to invest in the preservation of local identity and community pride. These smaller museums are not just quaint attractions, they are vital cornerstones of the county's historical tapestry. Let's show our support for these invaluable institutions and ensure they have a place among LA's diverse cultural landscape.
Uncovering the leading factors behind deadly car crashes in Florida. Every year, thousands of families in Florida are left devastated by fatal car accidents, many of which could have been prevented. The latest findings on the causes of fatal accidents in Florida highlight the urgent need for increased awareness and safer driving habits. Distracted driving, speeding, and impaired judgment are among the most significant contributors to fatal accidents in Florida. Despite ongoing public safety campaigns, distracted driving remains the leading cause, with nearly 300 deaths reported in 2023 alone. Speeding is responsible for over 400 fatalities each year, while alcohol and drug impairment continue to claim hundreds of lives. These preventable behaviors are at the heart of the state's most devastating crashes. Junk.com rolls in for Texas City's Touch a Truck, October 18th. Junk.com is thrilled to participate in Texas City's Touch a Truck event on October 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. The event will take place along 6th Street at the Showboat Pavilion. Admission is free with a special sensory hour from 9 to 10 a.m. CEO Nicole Tarizzi expressed excitement about the opportunity to engage with the community, educate children about hauling, and showcase their truck. Families can interact with the Junk.com crew, learn about safe loading practices, and enjoy various activities such as pumpkin decorating, monster truck rides, and more. Junk.com is a reputable junk removal service known for its eco-friendly practices and same-day service. Visit Junk.com for more information.
CME Group expands into the Middle East with Dubai International Financial Center office opening. CME Group, the world's leading derivatives marketplace, has expanded into the Middle East with the opening of its Dubai office in Dubai International Financial Center. Operating under a DFSA license, this move comes in response to increased demand for trading access in the region. The new office will enhance client services and provide opportunities in benchmark products. With Sharif Jagman leading the Middle East and Africa division, CME Group aims to strengthen its presence in the region. This expansion underscores Dubai's role as a global financial hub and highlights the growing opportunities in the Middle East, Africa, and South Asia. For more information, visit CME Group's website.
Nourishing neighborhoods through the donation of more than 270,000 pounds of pantry staples and fresh produce. Whole Foods Market is making a significant impact by donating over 270,000 pounds of pantry staples and fresh produce. Through 6 mobile pantry events and 83 Nourishing Our Neighborhoods vans, they will support 89 nonprofit partners across the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. These events will directly benefit 4,200 households and provide essential food items for families facing food insecurity. Whole Foods Market's Nourishing Our Neighborhoods program, launched in 2020, aims to support community-based food rescue organizations. In addition to the pantry events, Stuff the Van events will help stock vans with donated products for those in need. South Shore Food Bank, a recipient of the program, serves various towns in the South Shore area of Massachusetts. For more information, visit the South Shore Food Bank's website or contact them directly.
Ace Pickleball Club serves up its new Bloomfield TWP location, ushering in a new era of social fitness. Ace Pickleball Club, a national pickleball franchise, is opening a new location in Bloomfield TWP at 2285 Franklin R. Dide on October 25th. Developed by Solu Enterprises, led by Adam M. Lutz and Matthew Sosin, the club aims to cater to the growing demand for pickleball. With state-of-the-art facilities and a welcoming community atmosphere, the club offers unlimited play on professional-grade courts for players of all levels. To celebrate the grand opening, the first month will be free for new members. Ace Pickleball Club also provides paddle demos, clinics, tournaments, and social events. For more information, visit their website or contact Bloomfield Emmy at acepickleballclub.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.